Now, our understanding of Zeugma in the 2nd and 3rd centuries AD has been both helped and hampered by the construction in 2000 AD of a hydroelectric dam over the Euphrates River. This dam was constructed just downstream from Zeugma. Now, the dam was begun in about 1984, or at least that's when rumors about its construction began to be heard. And unfortunately, people were slow to react to this, even though it was known that once the dam was created, the region directly upstream from the dam would be flooded. Now, what happened was, in the year 2000, the dam was completed, and although there had been some small-scale excavations on Zeugma, much of the city still lay under the earth and was threatened with being flooded without anybody knowing much about the city. Just before the dam was completed, some excavations at Zeugma uncovered some remarkable mosaics, incredibly beautiful floor decorations, and this brought the plight of Zeugma to the attention of the world at large. And fortunately, right before the dam was completed, a multinational group of excavators raced to Zeugma and tried to uncover as much of the city as could be uncovered in the four-month period before it was going to be covered over by water. Now, Zeugma, most of Zeugma, particularly the eastern side of the city, was mostly a military base, and so excavations did not focus on the region on the eastern side of the Euphrates River. But these rescue excavations very much focused on what was on the western side, which was chiefly domestic housing and other personal buildings, private houses, baths, and so on. And so as the floodwaters rose over the western city of Seleucia, these emergency excavations went on as quickly as possible. And the excavations yielded much evidence for public life. They uncovered several bath buildings, one temple, a possible hall of records. But what was more spectacular were the results from the domestic quarter of the settlement. Many, many houses were uncovered that were evidently mansions of great wealth, sumptuously decorated with fine mosaics and elaborate paintings. Now, most of these mansions were arranged along the slopes of the west bank of the Euphrates, and they were situated to take in the breeze that would come off the river, and they would also avail the homeowners of commanding views of the Mesopotamian plain to the east. Now, I should mention right now that this is a very, very hot region of Turkey, and was very hot in antiquity as well. So the idea of building a house to take in the breeze is critical for anybody living in this zone. Now, many of the houses were initially constructed at the time of Zeugma's foundation in the 3rd century BC, but they were repeatedly renovated over the centuries. And it's in the early 3rd century AD when we see the rising importance of the city because of these new incursions into Mesopotamia, the army moving in there and civilians moving in there. We see these houses decorated with incredibly fine fittings. Most of the houses were equipped with courtyards, and the floors of these courtyards might be lined with dining rooms and other fine rooms for relaxation. And these rooms were paved with wonderful stone mosaics. The quality of those mosaics definitely rivaled mosaics in the heartland of the empire. And here we are essentially in the frontier, but the inhabitants felt very secure about the strength of the army and the strength of their position, that they put their energy into creating beautiful homes for themselves. Now, the mosaics were decorated with scenes that depicted Greek myth. And here, at the very edge of the Roman world, we see scenes that show quite learned knowledge of Greek mythology. Other scenes also are vignettes that show scenes from Greek theater. So it's clear that these householders wanted to create an atmosphere of high culture in this border town. The walls of many of these rooms were also painted, some to resemble costly marble plating. This region was far from any source of marble, and so the walls were painted to resemble the variegated colored marble plates that could be used. Some of the other walls were actually painted with images of servants waiting in the wings. And all of this reflects the homeowner's pretensions to wealth, either having a marble dining room or servants in abundance. Now, all this changed in the 240s AD, when a new and aggressive dynasty came to control the world of Persia. The last three centuries, the Romans had been contending with a group of people called the Parthians. But about 240 AD, a new Persian dynasty, the Sassanids, gained control of the Parthian Empire, and these people were much more aggressive than their predecessors. Now, this is just at the same time that Rome in general, the whole empire, was facing so many challenges. Invaders from the north, the Goths, and the Visigoths, and the Vandals were invading. There were problems with the borders in North Africa to the south. There was inflation that was out of control. And as I mentioned earlier in this lecture, the emperors were changing with great rapidity, some emperors being given the title by their soldiers without them even entering Rome, and sometimes three or four men claiming to be emperors of Rome. So it's just at this time, in the 240s, when the Sassanids began pushing into Rome from the east. And of course, Zeugma, the city that guarded the essential passage across the mighty Euphrates River, was one of the first targets that the Sassanids approached.